Now, the latest news with Martin Hare. Your 92-second update begins now.
It's 4 minutes after the hour, 60 at the all-new 92.1 CTQ. Today marks that 100th day since JonBenet Ramsey's body was found in the basement of her Boulder, Colorado home. A wallet thief has been caught. Cops say 22-year-old Michael Seary had a nasty habit of asking to use the restroom at Sarasota's downtown businesses, then wandering into offices while he wasn't watched and stealing wallets out of women's purses. There's a press conference today in Northport. Police may have their break in that Dollar General store robbery and murder of the manager. And the newest discrimination lawsuit filed against Publix. A woman claims she was passed over 10 times in 6 years for various positions in favor of whites with less experience because she's black. 92.1 CTQ wants you to know that the 4th Annual Salute to Vietnam Veterans kicks off today and runs through next Wednesday. For more information, give us a call here at 92.1 CTQ. At 6:05, it's 60. I'm Martin Hare. We'll check Doppler Radar, brought to you by Bill Black Chevrolet next.
Southwest Florida weather.
From Doppler Radar, we're checking all clear as far as rain concerned. Partly cloudy this morning. Can't see that comet. Cool and mostly sunny today once it warms up to a high of 83. In Bradenton right now, it's 59. On Siesta Key, it's 58. And in Sarasota, it's 60.
This is 92.1 CTQ.